Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lara, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, we are absent a quorum. If you can please make your way to the Senate floor, it would be greatly appreciated. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lara, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, Iman Kashif Ahmed, Director of Religious and Social Services at the Sacramento Area League of Associated Muslims. After which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Hueso.
Almighty God, you are compassionate and merciful. Give us victory over pride so that our common humanity may provoke new inroads of compassion to sympathize more deeply with those in need. Give us victory over stubbornness. Replace the grudges that hinder our collaboration with forgiveness that opens mind to new possibilities. Give us victory from the stain of our lustful sins. Keep us on the straight path. Cleanse and purify our hearts by the inspiration of your words. O God, none can bring goodness except you, and none can remove evil except you. And there is no power and strength except with your help. O God, give these members of our Senate courageous perseverance and unshakable integrity, a spirit that cannot be broken. Bless them with wisdom and discernment to lead our people towards reconciliation, to rebuild our nation's confidence in justice, and restore our sense of equality. Secure the faith of those who are present here, thereby securing the heritage and the future of America. Amen.
We have some scouts in the audience. I'll be looking out for the scout salute on this one. Please join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we're okay. Members, we will move to privileges of the floor. Senator Mendoza. Mr. Secretary, please read. Sorry, members, this is file item 13, SCR 26, Senator Mendoza. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 26 by Senator Mendoza relative to Pakistani American Day.
Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I'm here to present SCR 26, which declares March 23rd, Pakistani American Day, which honors the signing of the Lahore Resolution on March 23rd of 1940 and the eventual adoption of the first Pakistani Constitution on March 23rd in 1956. Our resolution acknowledges this important historical event and recognizes the contributions of the Pakistani American community here in California and our great nation. Today, Pakistan is a parliamentary republic with the head of state elected by the parliament and by the state legislators. Pakistan's population is about 96% Muslim, which is the second largest Islamic population in the world. In our current cultural climate, it is important to build positive relationships based on shared values like family, care for those in need, and the extension of peace to all. It is in this spirit that we declare and celebrate Pakistani American Day. As we hear of efforts to restrict the flow of immigrants and visitors to our great country, it is important that we stand strong in our resolve and honor the core founding principles of our great nation. As Californians, we are a diverse people of differing ethnicities, cultures, and religions, but united in our faith for our great state and our great country. Pakistan Americans have been an integral part of California society since the early 1920th century, and today we celebrate and highlight their extraordinary contributions to our great state. In California, Pakistan Americans have made great impacts in the fields of agriculture, finance, technology, law, medicine, education, sports, media, the arts, military, and government. California and Pakistan share a strong economic and trade relationship. 10% of all trade between the United States and Pakistan comes from California. Trading in the goods and services such as agricultural products, furniture, food, jewelry, information technology, industrial goods, pharmaceutical, just to name a few. It is important to provide awareness and appreciation of the contributions, historical and ongoing, of many Pakistani Americans to the rich ethnic and cultural diversity and to the economic prosperity of our great state. And with that, members, I respectfully ask for your support of SCR 26.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Kinella.
Aye.
De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill. Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Lada.
Aye.
Aye. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mendoza.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell. Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Aye. Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Aye. Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
Senator moves a call. Members, we are still under privileges of floor. Senator Mendoza at the pro tem's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, members, as you notice, we do have the Pakistan flag flying at the front of our chambers, and I have a few special guests in the back that I would like to introduce. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the Consul General of Pakistan, the Honorable Abdul Jabbar Mamoun. The Consul General graduated from the University of Sindh, Jamshoro, where he received a bachelor's degree and completed his master's degree in international relations. Mr. Ramon joined the Foreign Service of Pakistan in 1993 and has served in a multitude of posts. Thank you, Madam President. Has served in a multitude of posts in Europe and Afghanistan. Mr. Ramon has taken specialized courses in diplomatic relations around the world, developing his skills applicable to his role as Consul General. I would also like to introduce a few special guests from throughout our state. First, I would like to introduce to you the mayor of Artesia, the first Pakistani mayor ever elected, Mr. Ali Taj. We also known as California's mayor, by the way. We also have other special guests, Mr. Adnan Khan, Tina Khan, Dr. Iman Sharif, Mr. Zafar Riazat and Sadia Riazat, Mr. Shalib Patel, Kamran Malik, Azmi Gill, Farid Khan, and Iftikhar Khan. I would like to honor the Consul General with this resolution presented to him on behalf of the State Senate. I would like to also invite all our senators to come to the back of the chamber and join us in this picture. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
For purpose of introduction.
Hold on one moment, Senator Allen. Members, we're a little noisy. Thank you. Senator Allen, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Visiting us today in the back of the chambers are distinguished members of the California Association of Black Lawyers. And maybe I should perhaps wait for folks to, there we are. So the California Association of Black Lawyers represents 6,000 African-American attorneys, judges, law professors, and students from throughout the Golden State, including my good friend Charles Taylor, who I just saw come out today. So the association was founded in 1977, and they courageously challenge inequities and injustice in the legal system. Their priorities include working to change the face of our judiciary so that it properly reflects the diversity of the public, vigorously defending those who would consciously or otherwise deny African Americans their basic human and legal rights, working to eradicate the root causes of racism, and also, of course, to provide a networking opportunity for black attorneys. On the occasion of its 40th anniversary, the association joins us in the Capitol today to actively promote reform in our laws and in the administration of justice to bring about true equality and the empowerment of all Californians. I want to say a very good friend of mine, Charles Taylor, who's from my district, is here as part of the association, and I'm just so excited to welcome him here to the Capitol today and all the members of the association who play a really important role in trying to strengthen and make our judicial system more fair. And we're just really excited to have you here, and we give you a very, very warm Senate welcome.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, it is my pleasure to acknowledge a group of student ambassadors to my district from Osaka, Japan, and a wonderful host from the Elk Grove Unified School District who are seated in the gallery. These students are participating in the California-Japan Scholars Program, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. This program is sponsored by the Senate's California International Relations Foundation. And through this program, 30 students from Osaka are staying with host families in the Elk Grove Unified School District to learn about California and its culture. As I can see, we proudly have displayed the flag of Japan up front. Please join me in welcoming these student ambassadors to the California and the State Senate.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Thank you, Senator Pan. Members, are there any other privileges of the floor? Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to very briefly recognize some folks who are here in the gallery, apparently strewn about up top. But these are members of the California Children's Hospital Association, and they're here for several reasons, but one of them will become apparent. We lost one of their colleagues, and I will be adjourning in her memory a little bit later. But I do want to ask them to stand and be recognized. These are folks who come to represent our wonderful children's hospitals from all over the state of California.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Thank you, Senator Allen. Members, any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. We will move to consideration of the daily file, second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 44 with amendments, Senate Bill 42 with amendments, and Senate Bill 50 with amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We will skip governor's appointments for the moment and move to Senate third reading. File item 14, Senator Hueso. Pass on file. File item 15, Senator Lara. Thank you. File item 16, Senator De Leon, not at his desk. File item 17, Senator Wiener, not at his desk. File item 18, Senator Pan. Pass on file. File item 19, Senator Allen. File item 20, Senator Bell, not at his desk. File item 21, Senator Hill, not at his desk. File item 22, Senator Galgiani. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 28 by Senator Galgiani, relative to California Agriculture Day.
Senator Galgiani.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Senate Resolution 28 recognizes Wednesday, March 22nd, as California Agriculture Day. For over 60 years, California has been the top producing ag state in the nation, producing more than 400 crop and livestock products and over 50% of the nation's supply of fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Please join me in honoring our farmers, ranchers, and farm workers and all others involved in ag for their dedication and hard work to feed the nation and the world. Also, in celebration of Ag Day, please come join me Wednesday starting at 10:30 a.m. on the west side of the Capitol steps. There will be food, farm equipment, livestock, and lots of fun. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Galgiani. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Canella.
Aye.
Aye. De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgiani. Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill. Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener. Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Senator moves a call. Assembly third reading, file item 26. Senator Hernandez. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly concurrent resolution 27 by Assemblymember McCarty relative to Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Week.
Senator Hernandez.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I rise to present ACR 27, recognizing March 5th through the 11th as Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Week. MS is a debilitating disease of the central nervous system, making it difficult to perform regular body functions. There are over 40,000 people in California and 400,000 people in the U.S. suffering from this neurological disease. Although there is no cure for this disease, there are treatments available to help manage the symptoms. Since 1946, the National MS Society has worked to fund research projects, deliver services, and provide professional education programs. The National MS Society is recognized as the catalyst for all major advancements in this disease. Please join me in supporting ACR 27, recognizing MS Awareness Week. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hernandez. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Kinella.
Aye.
De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni. Glazer. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill. Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Senator moves a call. Members, we're going to move back to governor's appointment. Senator Kinella.
Thank you, Madam President. Before us today is Catalina Cifuentes, member California Student Aid Commission. Catalina is being appointed to the Student Aid Commission. She is a former teacher and currently works for the Riverside County Office of Education. She'll bring an important K-12 perspective to this commission and its mission to provide financial support to higher education students. She passed out of the Rules Committee with a bipartisan support. Ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Kinella. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Bell. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Kinella.
Aye.
De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell. Berryhill. De Leon. Hertzberg.
Move the call. Members, we are going to return to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Portantino.
Madam President, members, if I could have your attention, please. California lost one of its favorite sons. Today, I rise to adjourn in memory of a good friend of mine, former California Attorney General John Vandekamp. John was one of Pasadena's most beloved public servants who passed away on Tuesday, March 14th, at the age of 81. John was born in Huntington Hospital to a bank teller and a teacher, and into a prominent family whose name was synonymous with delicious baked goods. Mr. Vandekamp attended school in the foothill community of Altadena. This exposed, Madam President. Thank you, colleagues. This exposed him to the outdoors and fostered in him an early appreciation for nature and environmental preservation, which he continued to champion his entire life. He attended John Muir High School, and at 16 continued his education at Dartmouth and would later graduate from Stanford Law School. He served our country in the U.S. military and was a many-decade mainstay of state and local politics. In 1966, Mr. Vandekamp was appointed U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles by President Lyndon Johnson and later served as L.A. County District Attorney. As a district attorney, he helped institute a revolutionary computerized fingerprint identification program and was instrumental in the push to fast-track cases stuck in the state civil courts and pressed a laundry list of environmental consumer rights and campaign finance reform causes that cemented his reputation and leadership as a progressive leader in California. In 1982, he was elected California State Attorney General, a position in which he served for 8 years and where he created special units to handle child abuse, sexual assault, and police shootings. It was there he launched the CalID fingerprint system and had the legislature pass an effort to limit private ownership of assault weapons. In 1990, he ran for the Democratic nomination for governor against Dianne Feinstein. He later served as the president of the State Bar of California and represented the thoroughbred owners of California. He was an early champion of campaign finance reform and led Pasadena's Task Force for Good Government, which prohibits city officials from taking campaign contributions from those who they have awarded public money or benefits. This is truly a landmark public good government benefit that he championed for Pasadena. He continued to be active in his community, recently serving on the board of the West Pasadena Residents Association. After a lifetime in public service, he was able to leave us with a unanimous character description that he will always be referred to as a gentleman and a statesman. On a personal note, many of you know that I often talk about my daughter Bella and her vibrancy. One day at John and Andrea's house, John engaged Bella, who was 7 at the time, and the two of them found an interesting piece of wood in the backyard that Bella turned into a makeshift vase. To this day, the wood vase fashioned by Bella and John is still on his mantle. That afternoon, the former attorney general and leading public figure showed interest and legitimate fatherly care and encouragement while others were engaged in the cocktail party inside. He was truly a special man who made an enormous positive difference for the people of California, the residents of Pasadena, and those who sought good counsel and a positive role model. John Vandekamp is survived by his wife, Andrea, and his daughter, Diana. Members, today I ask you to adjourn in his memory and recognize the laudable progressive agenda and the good government gentleman he was. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Portantino. Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to join with Senator Portantino in adjourning in the memory of John Vandekamp. You know, we all have met people in our lives, and I haven't spoken on many adjournments since returning, but as Senator Portantino says, he was indeed a special man. I like to say when you looked up the words public servant in the dictionary, it was John's face that we saw. He was a believer in the system in a significant way, and there's a couple of examples that demonstrate that. Here's a fella. How many people could see this? Here's a fella who served as the first federal public defender in 1971 for taking care of poor people in the courts, and then after went to become the district attorney and attorney general. He worked on both the prosecutorial and the defense side. Why? Because he was about telling the truth. He was about justice. He was about issues larger than what side are you on, because fundamentally that's what the judicial branch is about. Justice. You can work both sides if you're somebody of integrity, somebody who believes in the rule of law. And that was John Vandekamp. You know, we served together on the California Historical Society Board many years after he was Attorney General, because he loved California. He served as the president of that body. And I, when I served in government before, remained a member of that. And he was just a believer in California. I mean, if you look at this stuff, there were no great political contributions or no great gain to be on these kinds of boards and the things that he done. He mentioning here years later his career serving locally in the Pasadena Council and the like. But a fella who was just a true public servant. I had the opportunity to work with him in our respective post-governmental services. His office was right down the hall. And what was interesting about talking to John was kind of two things. One, that he always was interested. He had this inquisitive mind about what was going on, even though his last service was in 1990 when he lost in the gubernatorial, was it 90 or 92? 90, when he lost in the gubernatorial race to Diane in the primary, but he still remained deeply interested. And what I loved about this guy, and we all have friends like this that we've seen, there's a difference between people in public life about how they talk to the public when they're giving a speech and how they're sitting in an office just kibitzing about whatever the issue was. And there was no difference with John. His thoughtfulness, his depth of thinking, and his character was consistent. I just want to mention kind of a fun story about him. Some of you may know that his family, in addition to the Vandekamp name for the good pastry that he sold, they also owned Lawry's, the steakhouse. And when John was in law, I think he was in law school or when he was a young public defender, he wasn't making much dough. And his family was a place where these guys, they made sure you worked. So he literally, as a lawyer, after working, or a law student, young lawyer, he would put on a tuxedo and would be the maitre d' at Lawry's. So the judges and the lawyers would walk in, and here's the guy who they saw in court or whatever it was, because he needed the extra $15 a night or whatever he was making at the time, serving at Lawry's. But the message there was the guy's nature, his humility, who he was, the fact that he came from a family that clearly was very wealthy, but understood the core value of work and never, ever, ever lost it. You know, he just was, he was the best of the best. And there's a quote here by a fellow who I've never quoted on the floor. I'm not going to mention his name if I have permission to read in the
Without
Sacramento
objection.
Bee. Thank you. It's the last line of the editorial, which I thought was quite insightful. He said, this consumer advocate said, referring to John, he was a determined advocate, but always gracious and thoughtful. John represented a golden era of politics when the public interest was always the priority over partisan gain. We will always remember him. Asked to adjourn his memory.
Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. Senator Jackson?
I, too, briefly want to stand in memory of John Vandekamp. I think that the expressions so far have really kind of captured him, but I wanted to share a little story I had of John. John's career paralleled a little on a higher level to some of the rest of us who start our careers as deputy DAs, and I was a young deputy DA in Santa Barbara. I think he was either the DA of of LA at the time or the attorney general, and he happened to come up to Santa Barbara and wanted to play tennis, and the DA said, oh, we have this girl that you might want to play tennis with. Now, you know, John was a Dartmouth man, so, you know, there's a sense that that would be an easy victory. And I came, I put on my best tennis attire, and John came on the court wearing, without doubt, the most wrinkled tennis shorts I had ever seen. I think they had been in, I don't know, a drawer or in his tennis bag for about 2 years. But here he was. I was just stunned by this totally unassuming guy. And, of course, I had one of my better days. And for years, I reminded him that he was humiliated on the court. I don't He lost that memory very quickly. But John was just really one of the most unassuming men. He was actually quite brilliant. He had a wonderful sense of humor where he could capture a situation in just a little sound bite and make you smile. But at the same time, he was a man of absolute integrity. And as was pointed out, and something that I think should be a hallmark and certainly a beacon for all of us, he said when he was interviewed, you know, he had a controversial career. He took stands that were not popular. He prosecuted people that a progressive wouldn't prosecute. He defended people that you wouldn't defend. He said, I swore to uphold the law, and we did. That's what you do when you take public office. You have to support measures that you might not like and try to deal with them as carefully as you can. In today's world, those are words that I think we should all try to follow, certainly in his memory and to his fabulous wife, Andrea, who I know is in deep shock and mourning at his passing. I ask that we adjourn in his memory.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Too, I also rise to join my colleagues from the Valley, from the Central Coast, as well as from Pasadena, to adjourn in the memory of the late Attorney General John Van de Kamp. Mr. Van de Kamp was a man of fierce moral conviction and exemplary public servant. He was a brilliant attorney, an advocate who left behind an impressive legal track record. But despite his many successes, he was not prone to any bluster or bombast. He spoke softly and carried a very big stick on behalf of the people of Los Angeles and California. And time after time, he delivered. He delivered results, leading efforts to combat gun violence, root out corruption, and protect customers. And as the AG, he faithfully upheld our laws even when he disagreed with them. He will be remembered for his unwavering courage and integrity, setting a high bar for ethics in public office. And let me tell you this, colleagues. He talked about draining the swamp decades before it was popular. And he meant it. In fact, just to give you one example of many, and some folks here on this floor do remember, I think I was a freshman or a sophomore in my here in the Senate when we talked about this really controversial issue in my backyard that now that Senator Lara has, which is the city of Vernon and the systemic corruption of the city of Vernon. It was John Van de Kamp who led the team, who was the overseer, if you will, because he was entrusted in moving forward the comprehensive reforms that I had the opportunity to negotiate directly with the city of Vernon after decades of scandal, abuse, and corruption. It was quite a legal and political quagmire, to say the least. But Mr. Van de Kamp, John, had the integrity and the character, the public trust, to be able to oversee the city's successful, and let me emphasize, successful rehabilitation. It was a real honor for me to be with John and work with him side by side in Los Angeles when he would come visit me and we'd go over the points and I'd go visit him and we'd often have coffee on numerous occasions, going after every legal paragraph and point that we negotiated. We had to make sure that was executed and overseen in real time. And that was really exciting to take a city and do this together, both he and I. And we accomplished. We passed that city through the end zone, and they are, would say, one of the most transparent, accountable cities in California. Now, after John retired from public, he continued his pursuit of justice, becoming an outspoken opponent of the death penalty. Until his death, John fought to align California's laws with our highest values. So I, too, join my colleagues here, Republicans and Democrats, and for those who lifted their mics up earlier today and spoke so eloquently about his person. He's an amazing Californian. He will be part of our history books, and I, too, rise to adjourn in the great memory of John Van de Kamp.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Make sure, probably Senator Portantino, that you bring his name forward so we can properly memorialize him. Senator Morlock, for what purpose do you rise?
Adjournment.
Please proceed.
Maybe just to start with the last one, Van de Kamp, from the camp, my mother's father is buried in South Camp. So it's sort of a relationship or common thread there. But as a kid, always great to see the windmills all over Southern California at Van de Kamp's. iconic. Newport Beach lost an icon this past week on March 13th. Bill Ficker, who was the 1970 America's Cup captain, passed away. He was a champion and just an incredible citizen in Newport Beach. He was an architect by trade. He was a member of the Newport Harbor Yacht Club and former Newport Beach Planning Commissioner, and was also a Newport Beach Citizen of the Year. As a yachtsman, he was dominant for decades. And in 1958, he was a star class world champion. In 1970, at the helm of Intrepid, he won the America's Cup. In 1974, he won the Congressional Cup. The America's Cup Hall of Fame inducted him in 1993, and last year he joined the National Sailing Hall of Fame. Ficker's name lent itself to a catchy slogan: Ficker is quicker. And Ted Turner, the media mogul and an accomplished mariner himself, printed buttons with that phrase for the 1970 America's Cup. Jackie Kennedy Onassis wore one, and Ficker cringed. "I was embarrassed about them at first," Ficker told the Times in a 1988 profile. In those days, none of the sailors wanted to do anything that to flaunt himself. In a post about Ficker's death on the Sailing Scuttlebutt website, Stephen Van Dyke, Ficker's tactician on Intrepid, wrote, "Bill's acute intelligence, dry sense of humor, and immense energy and focus were coupled with natural leadership skills that his loyal crews enjoyed and prospered under. No wise competitor underestimated Bill on the race course, and no competitor missed a chance to mingle easily with him at the bar to enjoy his open and friendly style." I met him when I was younger in the Rotary Club, and he came and spoke, and he sort of took on Walter Burroughs, who was the publisher of the Daily Pilot, the newspaper for the area. And both Walter and Bill had graduated from Cal Berkeley. And Walter Burroughs always had a habit of picking on people that graduated from SC. It was a rivalry kind of thing. And Bill, in front of the whole club, said, "You know, Walter, you got to quit picking on these guys from USC. There's a lot of them now in Orange County, and they've done rather well for themselves without a formal education."
Thank you, Senator Morlock. Please be sure to bring his name forward. Members, we are going to move back to privileges of the floor. Senator Gaines, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, under privileges of the floor, I'd like to recognize, if I could, Boy Scout Troop 454 from Eldorado Hills. They're right over here. You could just wave and say hello. Appreciate it. Welcome.
Welcome to your Senate floor. Thank you, Senator Gaines. Moving back to motions and resolutions, Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I introduced earlier the folks who are here from our children's hospitals, and one of the reasons why they're here in the Senate chamber today is because we're going to take a moment to adjourn in memory of Gail Margolis, who was a constituent of mine from Marina Del Rey. She spent her distinguished career helping the most vulnerable Californians gain access to quality health care. As folks may know, at the time of her passing, she was serving in her 12th year as the Vice President of Government, Business, and Community Relations at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. And it was a capstone to a successful professional life spent in private, nonprofit, and public health care. Before joining the hospital, she was Deputy Director for the Department of Health Services under our Governor Gray Davis. She oversaw the state's Medi-Cal program for more than 6 million Californians. She also dedicated her free time to numerous professional community organizations and was a board member at the March of Dimes, chair of its public advocacy committee in 2015. That's where our paths crossed briefly as we worked alongside her and the senator from Sacramento in an attempt to improve vaccination rates for California's children. So countless Californians throughout our state are healthier because of the hard work and dedication of Gail Margolis. She made a big difference for the children of Los Angeles, and I ask that the Senate adjourn in her memory today.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Please bring her name forward so she can be properly memorialized. Members, any other adjourn in memories? We are going to lift the call on several items. We will start with SCR 26, file item 13, Mendoza. Mr. Secretary.
Bell. Aye. Berryhill. De Leon, aye. Fuller, aye. Hernandez, aye. Hill, Mitchell, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Hill, aye.
Hill, aye.
Ayes 39, no, 0. Resolution passes. SCR 28, file item 22, Galgiani. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. De Leon.
Aye.
Aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Ayes 39, no, 0. Major passes. File item 26, ACR 27, McCarty. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. De Leon.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hill.
Ayes 39, no, 0. Major passes. We're going to move back to file item 5, governor's appointment. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. De Leon.
Aye.
Ayes 39, no, 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, are there any other adjourn in memories? Now would be the appropriate time. Seeing none, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, welcome back. I hope you had wonderful weekends. I know a lot of folks celebrated St. Patrick's Day, the patron saint for many immigrants who left the Ireland, the Irish diaspora, to come to America for a new life. I know a lot of folks had a good time. We're going to have a very productive week for the next few days, and we will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.